لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة، آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة، وبعث مقام محمودا الذي وعدته، ورزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Just a quick announcement. Inshallah, you're going to make your sunnah now. And then inshallah ta'ala, there's going to be the collection day after. And then we're going to do the united khutbah that we've received from the Majlis Qada al-Islami, the MJC. We're going to do the English and the Arabic on the mimbar, inshallah ta'ala. So we're going to have the first the sunnah, then the collection, and then we'll go straight into the khutbah, inshallah. Shukran. For those that have just entered the masjid, we are doing our collection now because we're going to be doing the united khutbah from the Majlis Qada al-Islami, the English and the Arabic on the mimbar today, inshallah. We're just waiting for the mujammah, for the collector. While I'm waiting for him, I will just maybe I'll put it to the jama'ah to come up with ideas. Because time is always a challenge on a Friday. And I would like to do the English and the Arabic always on the mimbar. But then I need your cooperation that we either do a collection before or after. I mean, this is just, like they say, through induction, through trial and testing. That for whatever reason, it's like when the imam is speaking, then the pocket is open. Maar zie imam klaar gepraat het, en die khutbah is klaar, en die salah is klaar, and then if there's collector standing at the door, now the pocket doesn't open again. So maybe if, inshallah, I'm sure there's many bright sparks out there that can perhaps come up with a solution for us, whereby we can not fall short in our support for the house of Allah, and at the same time, inshallah, combining the pre-khutbah and the khutbah on the mimbar, and inshallah, you can get back to work earlier. Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan. Mr. Collector, are you done? السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا، فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم. تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه، يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظم جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، سورة آل عمران، سورة آل عمران will be the ayah from which we will start this unified khutbah. A khutbah that we hope not to just unify us in speech, but to unify us in our hearts and most importantly in our actions. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The ayah is from Surah Ali Imran, verse 120, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا مِنَ الصَّبِرَةِ مِنَ الصَّبُورِ وَالصَّبِرَةِ. You know what is الصَّبِرَة? It is the aloe plant, the bitterest of all plants. And don't think about that aloe juice that you buy at the cafe with the sugar or the honey or whatever else is in it. Take an aloe plant and open it up and take out the juice of the aloe plant and eat it. And this is the bitterest of that which is edible for mankind. The sabira or the sabur plant is the bitterest of all plants. And that's where the word sabr comes from. It's not sweet. It's bitter. It's bitter. Inshallah, there will be sweetness that will follow the bitterness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed, many verses are repeated in the Quran. That's why the Quran is referred to as Mathani. Mathani. Often repeated. But this verse is the only verse that is repeated immediately after it is recited. إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا أَدَّاتَ الْحَصْرُ وَقَصْرُ. In other words, without any exception. With difficulty comes ease. There's no period in between. Without any exception, with difficulty comes ease. So as bitter as it is, and we can't even imagine how bitter it is for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, or in Ad-Daffat al-Gharbiya, in the West Bank, or in Lebanon, in Lebanon, where again the Zionists are massacring innocent men, women and children. Bombing Hudaida in Yemen, bombing Dimashq in Syria, bombing, killing, genociding, massacring with impunity and with the 100 full support and backing of the United States and their other Western allies. Green light. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. That if you persevere, as bitter as it is, as bitter as it is, if we are feeling the bitterness, and if we don't, then there's something wrong with us. If we don't, there's something wrong with us. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ في تواضيهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى سائر الجسد بالألم والحمى وفي رواية بالسهر. The likeness of the believers. May Allah make us of the true believers, Ya Rabbi. Not of the hypocrites. Not of the traitors. Not of those who have stabbed. Those who claim to be from this ummah, yet they have stabbed the ummah in its own back. Well, don't make us of them. Make us of the true believers. Who are they? The likeness of the true believers in the love that they have for each other, for the sake of Allah. لَيْسَ الْحُبُّ إِلَّا فِي اللَّهِ. True love is only for the sake of Allah. The likeness of the believers in the love that they have for each other. Not based on being Arab or Turk or Saudi or Kuwaiti or Harbi or Tamimi or Turki or Somali or Malay or Indian or Cockney, Surti, Memon, Calvadia. What noch? Did I leave any out? Wallahi, unless we understand that we are one ummah by the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this humiliation, this bitter humiliation that we are experiencing right now is going to continue. What did Sayyidina Umar say when he came in front of Bayt al-Maqdis and Sophronius, the patriarch of Jerusalem, came out being carried on his little wooden carriage, being carried by his servants, dripping in gold. Sophronius, the patriarch of Jerusalem, he was dripping in gold. Today, the Muslims are, or some of them, are dripping in oil. Sophronius was dripping in gold. Was he honored through that in the eyes of Allah? By dripping in gold? And the Khalifa, because Sophronius wanted to know, where's the Khalifa? In fact, he thought the Khalifa was the man riding on the camel. But the man on the camel was the servant of the Khalifa. Because they were taking turns. Each was reading a hizb, half a juz. And then they would swap positions. And the servant of Sayyidina Umar would walk, and Sayyidina Umar, the Khalifa, would ride on the camel. And when it was the servant's turn, he would ride on the camel, and Sayyidina Umar would walk. And when they arrived at Jerusalem, Sayyidina Umar was walking with a thobe with 17 patches, dusty. In fact, he had to wade through a puddle of mud. He took off his shoes. He had his shoes under his armpit. A thobe with 17 patches. And Sophronius is asking, is this the Khalifa, pointing to the servant of the Khalifa on the camel? So Sayyidina Umar said, no, I am the Khalifa. Sophronius was shocked. He was amazed. Abu Ubaidah says to Sayyidina Umar, Ya laytika labista al-abaya. If only you'd worn your abaya, your cloak, to cover the patches. Ya laytika rakibta al-ba'ir. If only you had ridden on your camel. You know, you're meeting the patriarch of Jerusalem now, who's been carried by his servants and dropping in gold. So what did Sayyidina Umar say? He said, Ya Aba Ubaidah, nahnu qawmun a'azzana Allahu bil-Islam. He says, kunna adhilla. We were downtrodden and degraded. We were a people. The Arabs, before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, after the generations that came after their ancestor Ismail, the generations that came after, that went back to idolatry, with Bani Khuza'a, when Khuza'a was ruling over Makkah, and Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i brought Hubal from the Moabites, the first idol to be put in the Kaaba. And by the time our beloved Prophet ﷺ was born, there were 360 idols in and around the Kaaba. They were burying their daughters alive. And like in the instance of Harb al-Basus, Harb al-Basus. Basus was a woman from Bani Bakr. And she had a camel. The camel's name was Sarab. And she brought this camel, and it was grazing in the grazing fields of Wa'il from Bani Taghlib. They called him Kulayb.
He was the king of the Badia at that time. And when he saw Sarab, when he saw this camel grazing in the area that he said it could not graze, he killed the camel. And as a result of the camel being killed, Basus went to her nephew Jassas and complained that Kulayb had killed her camel and humiliated her. And Jassas went, Jassas from Bani Bakr, Kulayb from Bani Taghlib, and they are cousins, by the way. They are cousins. They both descend from Wa'il, from Rabi'ah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam descends from Mudar, from Mudar. This tribe, or these two tribes, descended from Rabi'ah, the brother of Mudar. So they were cousins. Do you know what happened? Jassas went and he killed Kulayb, the king of Bani Taghlib. And a war ensued. The brother of Kulayb, his name was Al-Muhalhil. His nickname was Azir As-Salim. Zir meaning the one who drinks a lot and loves women. This is in Jahiliyyah. This is before Islam. For the next 40 years, Azir Salim said, for every drop of blood of his brother Kulayb, he is going to kill a whole family. Nay, a whole clan. Nay, a whole tribe. And a war ensued for 40 years where they were massacring one another. This is the kind of darkness that Arabia was in before our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. Drinking, gambling, womanizing, slaughtering one another. And that's why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about qisas, he says, وَلَا تُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. Do not exceed the bounds in killing. In other words, taking a life for a life. Obviously, in Islam, it must be through a court of law, through a qadi. وَلَا تُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. Don't exceed the limits. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Why? Because the victim is aided by the law of Allah. The killer, one killer, the one who actually did the killing, did the murder, their life can be taken for the life that he took, or the deer, the compensation can be accepted. This was the kind of darkness that Arabia was in. Fil jahiliyyati al-ula. And what is very scary, it seems like in some parts, and especially the upper echelons of Arab society, it seems like we have gone into a al-jahiliyyati thaniya. We've gone into the second days of ignorance. That could perhaps even be worse than the first days of ignorance. Wal-iyadu billah. When we see the treachery and the hypocrisy that is infesting the upper echelons, especially the leaders of these societies. So what did Sayyidina Umar say? He said, Ya Abu Ubaidah, kunna adilla. Oh Abu Ubaidah, we were downtrodden. We were degraded. We were living in darkness and humiliation. In fact, the kings of Persia and Rome and Yemen thought nothing of the Arabs of the Badia. See, kunna adilla. Fa'azzana Allahu bil Islam. And Allah took us out of that darkness, took us out of that humiliation, took us out of that degradation, took us out of that evil and corruption. With what? With Islam. فَكُلَّمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ. And every time we have sought greatness in anything but that, every time we have sought greatness in anything but Islam, Allah has brought us down and humiliated us. This is the only solution, Jamaat Muslim. And that is why we look at the people of Gaza. Madrasa, madrasa to Gaza. Qita'ul Izzah. This is a madrasa, the people of Gaza. Teaching us how to be true Muslims. No matter what has befallen them. Wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 120 of Surah Ali Imran. If you persevere. No matter how bitter it is. You hold on to Islam. Don't worry about whether you're Arab or non-Arab, black or white, Turk or Harbi or Tamimi or Saudi or Kuwaiti or Malay or Indian, you hold on to Islam, you hold on to Iman. لا يدرك أيدهم شيئا لا يدركم لا يدركم كيدهم شيئا. Then their evil plots the plots of your enemies, their evil plots will not harm you in the least. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Indeed, Allah is all encompassing of what they know. Everything that they know. These so-called intelligence operatives and organizations, wallahi, they have no intelligence. They're actually a people that have no sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, He describes the Yahud, and here we are speaking about the Yahud of Medina, which were the wicked Jews of their time. The wicked Jews of our time are the Zionists. And we don't put all Jews in the same crucible. There are many Jews that are vehemently opposed to Zionism. And we give credit where it is? Where it is due. But the wicked Jews of today, they are the Zionists. And it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran over 1400 years ago is describing him today. And what is he saying of them? لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة. They will never ever come together to fight you as one group. They will never fight you except from within fortified cities. Fortified cities with fortifications, iron domes. Then he says, لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر, or from behind walls. Or from behind walls. Not Riyadh walls, eh? From behind walls. Big, tall walls. Walls of separation. إلا من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد. The dissension amongst them is rife. تحسبهم جميعا, and you think that they are united. وقلوبهم شتى. But their hearts are disunited. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنُّمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people that have no sense, no intelligence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what they are plotting. Whether at a government level, a presidential or prime ministry level, at a war cabinet level, at a so-called, in inverted commas, intelligence Mossad level. Wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single plot that they are making. Every single thing that they are thinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally leading them by the nose. Leading them by the forelock. They can do nothing without the permission of Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمَ الْمَكِيدُونَ. أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. Or are they plotting an evil plot? أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا. Or are they plotting an evil plot? As for those who disbelieve, their evil plot is part of Allah's plan. Can you see after a year, 7th of October, it'll be 1 year. Between, anything between 50 and 100,000 martyrs. And the injured, we keep counting. The testimonies that we are getting from doctors, both Muslim and non-Muslim doctors, from the East and the West, that have been to Gaza, they say they've never, ever, I was listening to an American doctor the other day, he says, in his 40 years of practicing, in war zones, earthquake zones, the worst kind of man-made and so-called natural disaster zones, he's never seen anything like it. 70% of those killed, women and children. Incinerated, melted, torn to shreds. Children, infants with headshots and with chest shots. Twice, not just once, twice. Being sniped by the Zionist forces. You know, subhanAllah, when you see the level of wickedness, when you see the level of wickedness that is being perpetrated by the Zionists, it actually brings comfort to my heart, because they will never inherit this land. Allah guarantees that. He guarantees it in the Quran, referring to what? Referring to a verse in a book that they claim to be theirs, but actually has got nothing to do with them.
ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Holy Quran, and we wrote in the Zabur. What's the Zabur? The Psalms. Tehillim. In fact, I'll give you the exact number. I mentioned it in one of the previous khutab. Psalms 87. Go look it up. Verse number 29. Allah says, we wrote in the Psalms, min ba'di dhikr, after the Torah. The Mufassirun say, al-dhikr huna, al-Torah. We wrote in the Psalms, after the Torah, that this earth, meaning al-ard al-muqaddasa, the holy land, the historical land of Palestine, Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa, who will inherit? The righteous will inherit it. Not the wicked. Not the wicked. Not baby killers. Not sodomizers. Rapists. People who commit genocide. People who steal land. People who chop down 800,000 olive trees and bulldoze 100,000 homes that have not been built with licenses from the Zionist entity. Wickedness. Half of Tel Aviv, or 25%, Afwan. This is now according to them. 25% of Tel Aviv is gay, homosexual. Wickedness upon wickedness. They will not remain in the land. But you see, Allah is using this trial, this tribulation. He's using it to do what? He's using it to test our iman. And to expose who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. Who are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and who are those who have broken their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, does mankind think they're going to be left alone after saying we believe and then not be tested? Indeed, we tested those who came before them, in order that Allah might expose who are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah and who are those who have broken their covenant with Allah. And further on down, verse number 11, I think it is, Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, in order that Allah might expose who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites. And after a year, if we cannot see it, then we're never going to see it. وَادِحْ كَدَوِّ الشَّمْسِ فِي كَبِدِ السَّمَاءِ, as clear as the sun in the middle of the sky. And as for the people that are being patient and persevering, holding on to their iman, holding on to their Islam, saying حَسْبُنَ wa ni'mal wakil, saying لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah, Allahu Akbar. As if the Prophet ﷺ is describing them over 1400 years ago. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي, they will always be a group from my ummah. عَلَى الْحَقِّ ظَاهِرِينَ, standing up for the truth. عَلَى عَدُوِّهِمْ قَاهِرِينَ, standing strong against their enemy. لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ أو لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ. So whether it's your enemy from without, their evil plots will not affect you, meaning will not affect your iman, will not affect your Islam. Likewise, الَّذِينَ خَذَلُوكُمْ, as for those who have betrayed you from the hypocrites, they also will not affect your iman, they will not affect your Islam. And the proof of that understanding lies in what the Prophet then said thereafter. What did he say? He said, there will always be a group from my ummah standing up for the truth, standing strong against their enemy. Those who have betrayed them will not harm them. Illa ma asabahum min lawa, except that which befalls them of lawa. What is lawa? Affliction. They've lost everything. What is left in Gaza? Allahu Akbar. What is left of the universities, of the schools? Even the graveyards have been blown up and dug up. The masajid, the churches, the hospitals, you name it. Refugee camps made of tents have even been bombed.
with their occupants incinerated at 3,500 degrees Celsius. إِلَّا مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ لَوَى. So the harmony has to do with their iman and their resolve and their patience and perseverance in the obedience of Allah. Their patience and perseverance in abstaining from the disobedience of Allah. And their patience and their perseverance right throughout this trial and tribulation from Allah. Allah, we are witnessing a miracle. Allahu Akbar. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the command of Allah comes. The command for what? The command for victory. The command for victory. وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. And they are as such. They are standing up for the truth. They are not surrendering. They are standing strong against the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Ali Imran, another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, وَكَأَيِّ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. And how many a prophet they fought alongside them? Righteous people. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They never lost heart because of that which befell them in the path of Allah. And you'll notice the word here is wahanu. What is wahan? حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. The love of this world and the hatred of death. They've divorced themselves from this world. إن لله عبادا فتنا طلق الدنيا وخاف الفتنا نظروا فيها فلما علموا أنها ليست لحي وطنا جعلوها لجة واتخذوا الصالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. Indeed, for Allah there are some wise servants. They've divorced themselves from this world and they have feared the trials and tribulations therein. When they looked at this world and they realized that this is no permanent dwelling place for them, they turned this world into a deep ocean and they used the ships of their good deeds to take them safely over the ocean. These are the people of Gaza. فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعَفُوا. They never lost heart. وَمَا ضَعَفُوا. Nor were they weakened. وَمَسْتَكَانُوا. Nor did they stand still. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah loves those who are patient and persevering. We have to learn. Otherwise we're not going to come right. If we are going to remain with wahan in our hearts, the victory of Allah is not going to come. They are waiting for us to learn from them. And then the victory of Allah will come. We are being shaken to our core, wallahi. We are being shaken to our core. If we have true iman, we should be shaken to our core. أَفَحَسِبُتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think you're just going to go to Jannah? Just like that? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Do you think you're just going to go to paradise? And there hasn't yet befallen you that which befell the people that came before you? They were afflicted with what? They were afflicted with poverty. And they were afflicted with ill health. And they were shaken to their core until the messenger of the time and those that believed with that messenger said, when is the help of Allah coming? Allah answers, indeed the help of Allah is near. And when is that help going to come? إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you help the deen of Allah, then Allah will help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, Jamaat al-Muslimin. It's time for us to wake up. وَإِنَّ مِن وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامًا. Because there are days that are coming, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الصَّبْرُ فِيهِنَّ. Patience and perseverance therein. كَالْقَبْدِ عَلَى الْجَمَرِ. Will be like somebody holding onto a hot coal. العامل فيهن. But the one that does have true faith and work righteous deeds, they will have the reward of 50. They will have the reward of 50. The Sahaba asked, 50 منا أو منهم. 50 of us or 50 of them? The Prophet said, 50 منكم. 50 of you. So if we do hold on and we are steadfast, we will have the reward for every good deed of 50 Sahaba, of 50 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. If you are patient and persevering and you shield yourselves from Allah's displeasure, then their evil plots will not harm you in the least. And indeed Allah is all aware. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطًا. Indeed Allah is all aware of what they do. يعملون. Not إن الله بما إن الله بما يعملون محيط. Indeed, Allah is all-encompassing of what they are doing. They can't do anything without the power and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is just waiting for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, Jamaat al-Muslimin, to wake up out of our state of heedlessness and carelessness, to help the deen of Allah by being the best Muslims that we can possibly be. And then we are going to see, hatta ya'ti amr Allah, the command of victory is going to come from Allah. The Sahaba asked, Aynahum, where are these people you're describing, O Messenger of Allah? He said, Fi Bayt al-Maqdis wa akna fi Bayt al-Maqdis. They are in Jerusalem and on the outskirts of Jerusalem. In Allah, inna nasrullahi qareeb. The victory of Allah, the help of Allah, the aid of Allah, the support of Allah is near Jamaat al-Muslimin. Do not, la tayasu min rawhillah. Let us not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu bikum min hunaka ila huna wa ma adraka ma huna hunna madrasatu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu fiha al-habib al-mustafa al-birru la yabla wal-dhanbu la yunsa wal-dayyanu la yamut i'mal ma shi'ta kama tadinu tudan wa yaqulu ayda kullu bni adam khatta'un wa khayr al-khatta'in at-tawwabun. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله. من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة، اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة وانوالاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جمعهم، اللهم عليك بهم، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم، وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder. Close all the gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين،
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Please make dua for Zulfa Abrams who is not in the best of health for her and for all our sick Allah SWT grant them shifa for our deceased may Allah grant them janatul firdaus And for our martyrs, for our shuhada, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the shahada, ya rabbal alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa mursaleen, nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa kafir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Ya hayu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith wa min adhabika nastajir. Aslih lana shu'ununa kullaha wa la takilna ila anfusina wa la ila ahadin min khalqika tarfat aynin ya rabbal alameen. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم رب الناس اذهب الباس اشف انت شافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسال الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم ان يشفي اختنا زلفى شفاء كاملا من كل داء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفيها من كل داء، اللهم اشفيها من كل داء، اللهم اشفيها من كل داء. بسم الله نرقيها والله يشفيها، بسم الله نرقيها والله يشفيها، بسم الله نرقيها والله يشفيها. اللهم اشفيها ببركة سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتقبل شهداءنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل واقب أمورنا بالخير، بيدك الخير والعافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amen.